Okay, this is chart review. Today is the 8th. Porter ER, Dr. L.E., and then capital B as in boy, L.A.N.C., LeBlanc, LeBlanc. Date of visit, 7-7-2022. First patient, T.H., 38-year-old woman, comes in with a trauma to the right foot. X-ray shows proximal phalanx, fourth toe fracture, blood pressure initially elevated 153 over 107, came down to 145 over 90, buddy taped, splinted, sent home with Motrin. Everything was appropriate, patient was happy with the care. Number two, DC, 74-year-old male, comes in with bump on the upper back. The bump is draining because, and the nurses put a hot compress on it. Patient had a blood pressure of 195 over 96. He's a diabetic. He didn't know his medication, but his sugar was over 440. He was given labetalol 10 milligram, then labetalol 10 milligram, then amiodarone 5 milligram, and then 5 units of insulin. Sugar never rechecked. White count was 7,000. No antibiotics given in the emergency room. Sent home with Augmentin. No mention of observation. Patient's family and I discussed his. They said that the physician never mentioned anything about observation. He's continued to drain. The provider should have done IND in the emergency room. Period. The next day, patient went to see a regular doctor who's sending him to a surgeon as we speak. No mention of observation once again, especially with a sugar of 440 and requiring the 3 different medications in the emergency room to control blood pressure. And missed chance to do IND or at least get a surgical consult. Patient still in pain, still requiring care. When I called this morning, 8 hours later. Next patient is KR. 22-year-old young lady comes in for stomach pain and kidney issues. Or kidney pain, flank pain, vital signs stable, CBC, CMP, negative CT. Was normal. Patient did have blood in the urine. pH was high. Possible early UTI with hematuria, high pH, and no leukocytes as of yet. Treated with Levsin. Hematuria not mentioned. Patient was called. No one answered. Next patient is JG. 7-year-old young man, comes in with abdominal pain, diarrhea, vomiting. Physician, the provider documents vomiting times 4 today. Also documents that problem has been ongoing since end of May. Has not had any workup, outpatient or in the emergency room. Dr. LeBlanc fails to do lab CT. Or even a urinalysis. No Zofran was offered. No meds were offered. Patient was sent home. When I called the patient, the child was still sick. And since they didn't get any help at the hospital, at the Porter Hospital, they were at the Texas Children Emergency Room getting JG worked up. Overall, patient needed workup given the duration of symptoms, severity, and the mom's concern. Period. Family is not happy regarding the care, obviously. Next patient is SS, 34-year-old woman with vaginal infection, has a right groin abscess that's draining. The provider fails to do any lab work, check blood sugar, even prescribe antibiotics, sitz bath or any other instruction, tells the patient to use triple antibiotics at home. No one answered the phone call, but the workup and the treatment was inappropriate, obviously. Next patient is DH, 58-year-old woman, seen for right ankle pain after a cat scratch a few days ago. Patient obviously has erythematous, swollen right calf and ankle. White count was 15,000. DVT was not ruled out. CT shows a swollen calf. Cannot tell if there's any abscesses present with lack of IV contrast. Patient was given a chance to stay, but she refused because she'd been hospitalized so many times last year because of COVID. She chose to go home after she received a gram of received Zosyn in the emergency room and then sulfa and augmentin at home, period. Today, she wishes she had stayed. She says her pain is still there. The swelling is slightly better with Zosyn. And I told her she needs to go back and be observed and receive IV antibiotics. And DVT needs to be ruled out. And hopefully in the period, and hopefully in the emergency room, DVT needs to be ruled out. Workup inappropriate. Patient was given workup appropriate. Action, not the right action was taken. She wasn't given the severity. The severity of the situation was not communicated with the patient at all. Patient's going back to the ER to get admitted and to get more treatments. Next patient is JT, is a 57-year-old woman with fever, cough, sore throat. Vitals were stable. She suffers from hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol, and and something else, but I can't read my writing. Okay. Swab tests were negative. EKG was abnormal with ST. Non-specific STT wave changes. Low voltage was noted on the QRS. Chest X-ray was never done. Antibiotic was not given. Tessalon Perles was given. When patient was called, she was having difficulty talking to me because she was coughing and felt so sick. And she said she's going back to a different facility to get cared for. Patient needed antibiotic, needed further workup regarding the low voltage QRS, which looked real on the EKG. Next patient is KM, 39-year-old woman, presents with painful urination. Dr. LeBlanc orders chemistry, CBC, both within normal limits. Urinalysis shows trace leukocyte, consistent with patient's symptoms of UTI, but no treatment was given. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is LH, 10-month-old baby seen with fever. Vital signs were stable. Swab tests were negative. Tylenol was given. No one answered the phone. Next patient is AV, 23-month-old baby with history of COVID a few days ago, presents with continuation of cough. There's no documentation whether or not child appears septic, vitals were stable. No chest x-ray was done, and provider failed to treat or failed to take into consideration a chest cough in a two-year-old is consistent with bronchospasm and needed a bronchodilator. No treatment was offered. When I called, no one answered the phone. Patient did not have any bronchodilators or inhalers or any other medications at home either. The treatment was not adequate. Next patient is GJ. The 81-year-old woman presents with cough, fever, congestion, weakness for a week. The blood pressure was 186 over 86. Went home with a blood pressure of 180 over 90. Workup was appropriate, which included chemistry, blood work, and chest x-ray. Patient states that no one ever mentioned observation to her, which she definitely could have been observed just based on the fact that she was 81 years old with exacerbation of COPD that had been going on for a week. Also, she says that provider mentioned something about an inhaler, but no one gave her an inhaler. She was given Medrol, Zithromycin, and Tessalon, which she's going to fill today. I told patients she could always go back to the hospital and be admitted for a few days, but she states she's too weak right now to do anything. She lives by herself. I told her she could always call an ambulance if her condition worsens. Again, she states that no one talked to her about staying and no mention of observation was noted in the chart in a very ill 81-year-old woman. And provider failed to provide inhaler as was promised. Next patient is BG. This is a 22-year-old woman. A young lady comes in with drug abuse. And your analysis shows ETOH and cocaine. Patient lethargic, was sent home with patients stating, "I still feel intoxicated," in quotation. I believe a psych evaluation should have been done in a 22-year-old with cocaine and alcohol overdose. If not, better documentation should have been done in whose care she was being discharged to. Nothing was mentioned regarding that. Or should have kept the patient longer to make sure she was did not feel intoxicated any longer. Next patient is CF, is a 63-year-old male, presents with shortness of breath, positive history of diabetes, COPD, hypertension, diagnosed with exacerbation of COPD, O2 side on admission was 88 on room air. He does have oxygen at home. His EKG was abnormal. What makes matter worse is he was seen in the emergency room 1 week ago with same symptoms in Porter. Chest x-ray was abnormal with pneumonia, what's looked like CHF and atelectasis, volume overload. Lasix was given a dose in the emergency room, but that's it. Patient on 2 liter, which 2 liter of oxygen had an O2 side of 94%, which he uses at home. Period. Patient should have been admitted, given the fact that this was the second visit in 1 week to the emergency room with same symptoms. Given the fact that he had abnormal EKG. Given the fact that he most likely would have a spike in blood sugar with steroids at home. And I spoke to the patient today, he says, and which he states no one told her about staying. And I told the patient if he doesn't improve on current medication, he's more than welcome to come back to be reevaluated. Thank you.